A famous moment in music history is now visible from an entirely different angle. Photographs show the Beatles on a tour that concluded in the United States in 1964.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
That was the first time they toured U.S. cities and appeared on American TV.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you.
Millions of people were watching then, and millions have seen clips of video ever since. The Beatles remain among the best-selling acts in history, and that moment in 1964 is one of the most famous parts of their story. What's new about these images is the point of view of the person who took them. Paul McCartney had a camera in 1964. He came on the line to talk about his photos.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Paul. It's good to talk with you.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you, too. Good to talk to NPR.
I feel odd, actually, calling you by your first name. I hope that was okay.
Maybe you should call me a worshipful one. How about that?
Now, when you talk with McCartney, certain things happen. The last time I interviewed him, one of our editors brought along his wife to meet him. This time we talked remotely, so one of our editors merely asked if I would get McCartney to say hello to his wife, which he did.
Good morning, Ann Reddington.
He still has some of the star power that was evident in 1964, when screaming fans nearly drowned out the Beatles' music. As people stared and took pictures of McCartney, he was taking pictures of them. Now, for the first time, his images are on display at a London museum and in a new book.
Most of them I don't remember taking because it was a whirlwind.
I am looking at one of the photos here, and this is New York City. It's 1964. There's a crowd that's come to see you. We see these police barricades and all kinds of people, mostly women, screaming. And of course, I've seen images like this before, but I'd never seen it from your perspective, everyone looking at you. What was it like to have all that focus on you?
Well, you know, it was great because you think about it, that's what we were aiming for. We're kids from Liverpool. We wanted money, we wanted fame, we wanted to be great successes. So with that came the fans.
Could you please sing something?
No! No, we need money first.
And, you know, the picture you're talking about was taken outside the Plaza Hotel in New York. And that was really quite something. Coming to New York, the fabled city, we did expect the pavements to be glinting with gold.
Chewing gum, actually, is what they're...
Chewing gum, yeah. That's right, yeah. So we were so excited just to be in America with the police on horseback and then behind the barricades, the kids, you know, all the fans. So it was great photographic material.
I'm glad that you mentioned the police who are in this photo, and you've got a shot of a railroad worker by a freight car that you seem to have passed on the train. What drew you to those kinds of people?
Well, I'm very proud of being part of the working class, which I think you guys would call blue collar.
Sure.
You know, I never understood that.
You don't have a blue collar? You don't?
No, they don't say that over here. It's just like he's working class.
Understood. Well, we pretend in America there are no classes, so we have this other phrase.
Yeah, but go on. It's the color of their shirt that matters. But if you're looking for photos, they're often the great faces where there's a story behind them. So the cops, I just was able to be close enough to them to just snap some pictures of them.
And we'd like you, if you would, to sort of join in and clap your hands, you know, and stamp your feet. Okay. All right. The song's called I Saw Her Standing There. One, two, three.
When I was thinking about these photos from 1964, and I realized, if I'm not mistaken, you were not even 22 years old when you were at the center of all of those crowds.
Yeah, we felt like we were incredible big grown-ups, as most people age 22 do. But from my perspective now, it's like, oh my God, we were kids.
Is there anything you wish you could have gone back in time and told your younger self?
Probably. The one thing I sort of think of now is that when you've got like a really good friend or you've got really amazing workmates, what you tend to do is you just work and you don't really appreciate it. So I think I might have said to my younger self, look, you know, not only dig this moment, but really nurture these relationships. I mean, now, for instance, you know, Ringo and I are the only two left. And we understand that now. So we will ring each other and we'll have dinner and stuff. And we're a little closer than we were in the group. And to have hung out more would have been great. But having said that, I'm just suddenly remembered, oh, wait a minute. I went hitchhiking with George. I went hitchhiking with John. Mm. Very intimate experiences. So I'm probably just making this up. It wouldn't be the first time.
You're saying you're making up the idea that you weren't close enough to them. You actually were. I think that's where you're going.
Yeah, it could be.
So I want to tell you that I have three kids, all born in this century. If I showed these pictures to one of my kids, what would you want them to know about that moment in time, that little bit of history?
That it was a very special time, coming after a very difficult event in the assassination of JFK.
Right.
And the attitudes that had gone before us were being changed. For instance, race. When we first went to America, we were asked to play segregated audiences, and we refused. So we were part of that cultural revolution.
Paul McCartney took the photographs for the book 1964, Eyes of the Storm. Thanks so much.
Thank you. There are places I remember.